Welcome to Authority Engine, your guide to accelerated business growth through podcasting. Now here's your host, Ben Kruger.
Welcome to another episode of the Authority Engine podcast. I'm your host, Ben Kruger, the podcast marketing guy. And as always, I'm dedicated to helping you record, engage, and convert through your podcast marketing and becoming the go-to authority in your field. Hey guys, welcome back. I'm excited because today we've got Gary Leland on the show. And you guys know how often I talk about actually making money from your podcast. Hey, you know, that's really the whole concept here. And Gary is a guy who's been doing it for a while now. I'm really excited to bring him on as a bit of a case study so you guys can see that it is something that really, really works. You just have to stick with it a little bit and you have to be a little bit proactive to get those kind of results. So Gary runs a show and he drives business from his podcast and his social media to his softball e-commerce stores. That's right, folks, a fast pitch women's softball e-commerce store, and he does pretty well for himself, so I'll let him tell you all about that in today's episode. But before we dive into that, I want to do today's featured podcast, and that's actually Get Altitude with Eben Pagan. It's a brand new show that Eben just came out with, and if you've ever been familiar with his stuff, he's an incredibly intelligent individual, extremely successful. You can find it at getaltitude.com, and it's all about helping you get altitude as a small business owner, as an individual, and see the type of success that you've really been looking for. So if that sounds right up your alley, Eben is the man, and he really hooks you up on that show. It's a fantastic, a quick and dirty type show, and I couldn't recommend it enough. So all right, we've got Gary on the line. Let's do it. All right, Gary, I'm really excited to have you on, and we are going to chat a little bit about kind of your success in podcasting and how you've really used it as a marketing tool for your online business. So welcome to the show, Gary. Really excited to have you here, man.
Yeah, it's excited to be here. I always enjoy talking about podcasting and talking about selling stuff, so I'm going to have a good time.
Beautiful, beautiful. Well, today's show is going to be a combination of just those two things. As you guys hear me say all the time, and really the entire focus of Authority Engine is how podcasting can be used as a marketing tool to grow your business. It's not just us blabbing into a mic and spreading it around just for the jollies of doing so. While it may be a good time and we can meet a lot of really interesting people. So Gary, can you tell us a little bit, give us a 30,000 foot view of your business and how you use podcasting as part of that?
Yeah, my main business is sporting goods, in particular softball equipment. I'm very niche. And in softball equipment, it's even girls' fast pitch softball equipment. So it's a super niche. Podcasting and social media are the only advertising we do. I don't do any print. I don't even do yellow pages. I mean, I do nothing. And I used to do everything. I take a big ad in the Yellow Pages. I was in Google AdWords. I mean, I did a lot. I mean, I did a lot of advertising. But now everything I do is based off my podcasting. And even my social media is based off my podcasting, is driving my podcasts, you know, which have commercials in them, which lead people to my stores, online stores, and my physical store.
Beautiful, beautiful. And where's your physical store located?
It's actually in Arlington, Texas, right in the middle of Dallas and Fort Worth.
Okay, nice.
I think maybe there's 5 million people here, and I'm one of three locally owned sporting goods stores that haven't been put out of business by big boxes. Other two are very far from me and very remote.
Very interesting. So not only are you doing well and thriving online using the podcast, but have you seen the podcast have much of an effect at your actual local store?
Oh, yeah, you can see it. Because I use video podcasts, and then I also convert those to audio. I'll put my video, I'll create a video, I'll put, load it as a podcast and into YouTube, and then I'll take the audio from that and I'll create another podcast for people who want to listen and not watch. one's a fast pitch TV show, one's a fast pitch radio show, but they're basically the same content. So people who come in the door all the time, hey, I watch your shows. I mean, I can't go out front without hearing that. So, yeah, I mean, I'm getting at the point now at the College World Series. 2 weeks ago, I had taken about 40 pictures with different players and kids and stuff. And then I guess asked for an autograph at a softball game by a kid. I was kind of surprised. That was the first one. But you definitely can see that. And then we give a discount code off, too, for $30 off softball bats. And, you know, a softball bat nowadays, $300. They're pretty expensive, so people like having a $30 code. I think we got four of them in today, you know. So that's $1,200 in sales today driven just by having the discount code.
That's fantastic. And actually, that's one of the next questions I was going to ask is how do you track whether or not people come from your podcast? And it sounds like your discount code is doing a very good job of that.
Yeah, that's all. That's the only way we track it. I'm not really probably as smart as I should be on tracking things and stats and stuff. I just kind of look at the books. You know, to me, if I'm making money, my sales are going up, things are working good. I see the coupon code coming in. That is the one thing I can evaluate. And then when I go out front, you know, like I said, there's 10 customers out there and three of them come up to introduce themselves. I know they've been seeing my stuff.
Absolutely. So can you tell us a little bit about your podcast and how you've kind of set that up for your success as far as, you know, driving people from your show back to, you know, some of your sites and kind of driving a little bit more of that e-commerce business there?
Well, I started my podcast in 2004. I was probably in December 2004. I was probably one of the first 100 people to do a podcast. And so I've been doing it for a while. But what the manner I set it up as, my show, the breakdown on my show, is I have an intro that comes on, which mentions softballjunk.com in the intro. Then I do a short 4 or 5 minute introduction, what's going on the show, anything new. Then I run a 30-second commercial. I mean, it's an actual commercial. I'm not into this. We don't want to, like, get our customers upset about having commercials, or maybe we should do it without a commercial. We need to do, like, NPR and talk about it. I put a commercial on there.
Mm-hmm. And just straight up. I love it.
Straight up. It's a commercial. 20 seconds is how long it is. There's no doubt about it. And then, but it's for my products and for my website. And then I run what I call the meat of the show. I film clinics and do interviews with famous softball players, Olympians and stuff like that. And so I'll have that as the meat. And that intro there and the commercial was the bread on one side. And the bread on the other side is when the interview or the clinic's over, then another commercial comes on. And then it comes to me and I say, that commercial you saw, that was my store. If you like what I'm doing, I'd ask you at least check out my store next time you're buying softball equipment. If I offer a competitive price, please buy from me and show your support for what I do. When I started telling people that and asking, it made a difference. You know, I used to, for some reason, I was originally playing it like right after this word from our sponsor, you know, as though I didn't own the company. I don't know why I was thinking that was a good way to act like it was a big business. But once I started saying, hey, that's my commercial, that's my daughter in the commercial, you know, but it's a commercial straight up. And then I go into check out our Facebook page, YouTube page, blah, 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 blah. So that's how the show's set up. And the Facebook's doing well. We're getting ready to hit 60,000 likes. So that's doing well, too.
Beautiful. So this has definitely been a long-term play for you. This isn't something that, you know, you set up over a weekend and figured in the next 2-3 months, boom, we'll be rocking and rolling. This has been a long-term play from the get-go, but sounds like, you know, you've really built a loyal audience and you've built kind of that legacy over time of just being in the industry and making sure that you're getting around to a lot of the events, a lot of the things that are going on. So it's not just, you know, obviously, yes, you're putting together a fantastic show and you're building the community that way, but you're also getting your face out there and you're getting out there as a person in the industry to kind of rub elbows with everybody.
Yes, and that's really done well too in the industry. For instance, I have one event I go to in Louisville, Kentucky, where they do 2 days worth of clinics and sessions, just like a tech conference you and I would go to. But it's a softball conference, and famous coaches are coming in doing clinics, and they pay me and fly me out there and pick up my expenses to film it for them to put on my show. Because they feel like me at the beginning of the show saying this conference is from Softball Con. Make sure and check out their website, softballcon.com. Aaron Louisville, Kentucky, blah, blah, blah. I give a little thing about anything I film, where it was at. And they feel that's so valuable to them that they pay all my expenses to come get free material to put on my show. So if you think about it, that's kind of weird. I need the material. And they're paying me to come get this material, all my expenses. And I can get 6 months of my show at that one stop. So it's like a great deal. Once you get that recognition and that credibility, and they see you there year after year. Someone, one of the top coaches in the country, told me last year, goes, I called him up and said, they need to start networking with you. You're spending more time at this on your own dime than anyone I know and doing a great job. And I ended up networking with his biggest coaches association for colleges because of this one coach who saw what I was doing.
That's fantastic. Okay, so obviously podcasting is working out really well for you. It's not the only piece of the puzzle, but it's something that has been really a driving force behind your online business and even your local business. For those who are out there, maybe they've got an e-commerce store, maybe they've got, you know, consulting or some form of product or service offering, and they're looking to start a podcast, or maybe they have a podcast, it's not really getting the results that they want. What is your biggest piece of advice for them to start seeing the kind of success that you're seeing?
Stick with it. I mean, that's it, isn't it, Ben? How many people do give up on this because they're not getting the results right away? How many people do this the other way and say, I'm going to do this, make a lot of money, and then, you know, they've done 20 episodes and go, oh, this is a lot of work. I'm not making any money. They never last long enough to get to the point where, because the cost isn't incredibly high to do this, Ben. I mean, it's just your time, you know, and I work about 70, 80 hours a week, but that's only because I enjoy it. But, you know, you've got to stick with it long enough for it to take root. It will take root if you stick long with it and if you promote it on your social media. That's all you've got to do is stick with it and promote it. You know, if you got a store, promote it in your store, but stick with it. I mean, you may have to advertise in AdWords or something while you're getting this going, but you should be able to wean that off, you know, as I've done, and just have all your advertising be in media you make. You know, I don't want advertisers. I mean, someone comes and sends me some money, I'll take it, but I'm not aggressively hunting for advertisers because, you know, when I first started the Fast Pitch TV show, a sporting good company called me up and said, we'd like to advertise on your show. I said, really? I was kind of surprised. I went to LinkedIn and said, okay. And they go, we want to take a whole year. How much would you charge? Well, at the time on the Fast Pitch TV show, I probably only had, you know, 200-300 views a video, you know. And so I said, how about $3,500 for the year? And they said, okay. Well, those shows are now, those same shows they advertised on for almost nothing now are still getting thousands and thousands and thousands of because my stuff's so evergreen. And now I'm all upset that I let them have those shows. And I'm not going to go back and edit it all and re-upload it to YouTube. But I just don't have time for that. But it's like, they got a heck of a deal.
Absolutely. And I love that, you know, I love that you're saying that. Because if you think about it from a very basic standpoint, if somebody's paying you money to advertise on your show, they're making more money off the back end from their products and services than they're paying you to advertise on your show. So, you know, it's some really simple basic math that it would probably make sense for you to be advertising your own products and services on your show, whether that's, you know, an organized commercial like you've got going on here, Gary, or whether that's just you as the host mentioning, hey, by the way, we have these services or we do this in the background. So I think that's absolutely fantastic. So Gary, really appreciate you coming on today and sharing your information and your experience with podcasting and using it to grow your online business. Where can people go to check out more about what you've done with your Fast Pitch podcast stuff?
Well, to see all my Fast Pitch stuff, the best place to go is fastpitch.tv. To see all the network, it's better just to contact me, GaryLeland.com.
All right. Thank you, Gary. That is fantastic. And I know that this is a really good example for the listeners out there.
that, you know, you can make a lot of money podcasting, and it doesn't have to be, you know, with high-end consulting services. It doesn't have to be with some, you know, really big ticket sale item. And even if you are, then you've got a heck of a better setup for actually making a lot of money with podcasting. So you don't have to go after one of the big main niches. You don't have to get confused with all these things going on. If you follow Gary's formula, there is definitely a very good opportunity for those of you out there who find that podcasting can actually be a marketing engine for your business and not just something that you put out every week because you feel obligated to. So again, really thankful for Gary for coming on the show, and I encourage you guys to go check out his site over at softballjunk.com. And he's got a couple other sites going on that you can check out, but he definitely mentioned those in today's episode. So go check him out. And I want to mention real quick, if you guys like what we're doing here at Authority Engine, really trying to help everybody learn about the marketing potential with podcasting and how they can use it for their business, stop by authorityengine.com/love. And that's where you can get a free gift from me, which is awesome, first off. But also, that's where you can subscribe to the show, rate and review us, and leave us some feedback so that we can produce the best show for you guys possible. So really excited about it. And of course, to get the show notes for this episode, it's authorityengine.com/48. So thank you for listening. I want to remind all of you to go out, record your killer content, and engage your audience. Convert those listeners into paying customers. I'm Ben Kruger, the podcast marketing guy, and you've been listening to the Authority Engine Podcast, where I'm dedicated to helping you grow your business using the power of podcast marketing. We'll see you back next week, folks.